KPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's Secretary of State has ordered Mesa County to stop using its voting equipment after a security breach. Jenna Griswold says evidence shows clerk Tina Peters assisted in leaking a crucial password and told her staff to turn off video surveillance, making it impossible to verify the security of the voting machines. At a symposium dedicated to unproven claims of election fraud, Peters claimed the investigation in Mesa County is politically motivated. Colorado students took a step backwards last year on the state's standardized tests, but as CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine tells us, the results should be viewed in context.
About 39% of the state's third graders are reading at or above grade level. That's down about 2 percentage points from 2019, the last time the test was given. In math, just a quarter of sixth graders are on target, dropping more than 5 percentage points. The Colorado Department of Education's Joyce Zerkowski says remote learning during the pandemic forced many teachers to cut back on content.
These scores follow what I think a lot of us expected might happen.
Switching between in-person learning, online, or a mix of the two also disrupted learning. Officials expect to release school-specific data later this month. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
After weeks of poor air quality and a hazy sky, meteorologists say the smoke will decrease substantially by tomorrow afternoon. A cold front will keep the wildfire smoke near the west coast, and only a light amount will be noticeable here in Colorado. Thunderstorms in the mountains are likely, raising the risk for flash floods. This is CPR News.